The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Using your Aspiration Zero credit card helps fight climate change. It's true. See, Aspiration Zero plants a tree each time you make a purchase, and tree planting is one of the most effective ways to combat global warming. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. Learn more at aspiration.com. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank, member FDIC 2021.
There's a recipe for getting your car running just right. And ebaymotors.com has all the ingredients you need. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. Now that's tasty. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. There's a recipe for getting your car running just right. And ebaymotors.com has all the ingredients you need. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. Now that's tasty. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. Happy Thanksgiving. Doug Gottlieb, TJ Espinzada, in for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope your bird is getting warm. Hope you have somewhere to go, whether it's friends or Thanksgiving, whatever it is. It's like just a great day from camaraderie, right? And you know, a good day to be around people that many of us haven't had a chance to be around. As annoying as family can be, when you can't be around family because of COVID for a long period of time, they're a little less annoying today. So hope you're ready for a great day and a great day of football. TJ, You know what's inevitably going to follow the first game or during the first game? Why are the Lions on Thanksgiving? Because that's the way that's how we roll. But really a disappointing slate of games. Like it, and no fault of the NFL, right? If the John Gruden thing or the terrible car accident doesn't happen, this Raiders game looks a lot different. And the Saints, of course, have just been besieged by injuries. I don't know anybody who's playing. They have very few of their stars playing today against the Bills. And then, of course, the Bears have swooned here, and the Lions are just bad in rebuild mode. Like, we don't have a stellar set of games today.
We don't have the marquee teams, and aside from the Cowboys that are having a good season right now, the Bills, we don't have the head-to-head matchup where you're like, who's going to win?
I can't wait for that game, right?
Right. But I'll be honest, I love football. And so at 9:30, I will be in front of the TV watching a game because I am a fan of football. But I will say, I just want competitive games.
Yep.
Detroit, they're awful, but they seem to be competitive in
they'll
every
fight.
Game. They just lose. They're going to play to the end. They're going to give you everything they have. They're just going to lose the game at the end.
But, I mean, they're going to have their backup quarterback. Like, it's bad, dude.
No, they said Jared Goff is going to play.
Oh, he's going to play with the oblique?
Jared Goff is playing. And so we're going to get Andy Dalton a backup, who was a longtime starter for the Bears. Give me a competitive game. The Dallas-Las Vegas Raiders game seems to be the most competitive one. The Raiders have kind of just fallen off. But they've had a lot of turmoil in that locker room and in that team. And so it didn't happen right away. It was kind of a little afterthought, like, oh, we should be playing bad. Now I guess we'll play bad. I mean, because they had a promising start to the season. And with Gruden being fired and the incident with Ruggs, it's tough to recover and sustain a season when you have so much going on. You're meeting about things like that instead of football. When Gruden got fired, guarantee each position coach met with their players about it. Then with the Ruggs situation, head coach met with the team about it. Your position coach met with you about it. And so you're taking time away from football to talk about these things. And, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. And then you go to the Bills and the Saints. The Bills need this win bad. I mean, the Colts embarrassed them. And if I'm the Saints, I'm saying, oh, Jonathan Taylor ran for 200-plus yards. We should be able to get at least 150 out of this. And so that should be somewhat of a competitive game. We just don't have the marquee names and the marquee matchups that we would like.
I'm telling you right now, I think the Colts and the Niners are the two most underrated teams in the league. Right? Remember, the Colts lost their first three out of the gate, but you had new quarterback, and they just didn't look good. But, I mean, they're beating the Ravens down the first half. Obviously, Lamar Jackson was incredible after that. They lost to the Titans by three, but, like, this is a team that, you know, they can run it. And, honestly, Carson Wentz is back to playing good, kind of conservative football. Like, Carson Wentz, 18 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
That's really good. Really, really good.
Jonathan Taylor, 1,100 yards, and he can catch it out of the backfield some, too. And then your boy Michael Pittman, he's got 57 catches. By the way, I don't know if I share this, but, you know, your wide receiver workouts during when everything was shut down, like my Hayes, my son, is like, hey, Dad, can you ask TJ when I can go work out with Michael Pittman and all those guys again? It's like, hey, dude, you know, they're playing on Sundays right now. They're not working out with TJ in L.A.
Man, that COVID really, it gave us a chance to just work. I was with Pittman and Claypool. I mean, Doug, when COVID hit, it's crazy. We didn't stop. We went 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, every single day. And it was certain times we go to this park, Sheriff rose up, you guys got to put a mask on. We didn't have masks. He gave us masks, continued the workout. I mean, we went 6 months, Monday through Friday, every day, didn't miss a day. And now he's starting to see the fruits of his labor, so to speak. But speaking of the Colts, Man, Frank Wright is a fantastic head coach. He doesn't get mentioned enough. The Colts are a really good team, and he deserves to be given credit because the way they started 0-3 to rebound and play the way that they're playing, you got to give him credit for not letting that locker room feel sorry for itself. Oh, we're going to have a bad season. He kept them locked in, and look at them now.
It's Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What about the Nagy thing? I talked to people in the Bears organization. I talked to one guy specifically who's pretty high ranking. He was like, none of that's been talked about. It's like a Patch.com report. Patch.com, for people who don't know, is it's a website. It's basically like a little local website where it aggregates any kind of local story. But somehow, I didn't even know, like, I didn't know that they had did their own reporting, but, you know, someone heard from someone else that he's going to get let go. How do you think they react with the Bears? How do you think they react to that news?
I mean, honestly, Doug, let's be honest. Matt Nagy's getting fired when the season's over anyway.
Yeah. He won't be fired yet. He's not fired yet.
Whether he's fired Friday, which is tomorrow, Monday, or in January, like, Matt Nagy will be relieved as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. It's just when. When is he going to be fired? And so, did they jump the gun? Maybe. And the Bears are going to make it look like they jumped the gun by not firing him during the season. But Matt Nagy is as good as gone. They haven't been able to consistently field a good football team. And you get a rookie quarterback. And that could be a saving grace if they look like they had a plan. Justin Fields' first game out, it was like, okay, what are they doing with the guy? Do they even know what they want to do? Do they even know how they should be playing? And then they started to, oh, okay, mate, you should have had that right out the gate immediately. Okay, this is what we want for Justin Fields. This is what we're going to do. Put him in so many advantageous situations, things that he does well. They weren't doing that. It wasn't until the public outcry that it seemed like, okay, let's start doing this now for Justin because this really fits him. Yeah, Matt Nagy's gone.
I would agree with you, but let me take the opposite side. Let me defend Matt Nagy for a second, right? So I'm sure the sale to why he was the right guy for Justin Fields was he was in Kansas City the year that Mahomes redshirted, right? Now Mahomes Mahomes and Justin Fields are two completely different quarterbacks, right, in terms of style and how they played in college. Because Mahomes, though he's athletic, like he threw for a million yards when he's at Tech. And Fields did too, but Fields is a guy who is much more of a runner than Mahomes was. But, again, to defend Matt Nagy, I would guess would be, look, when we had Mahomes, we didn't have a different offense for Pat Mahomes as opposed to Alex Smith. He spent the year learning the offense behind Alex Smith. And then in week 17, when he played, we didn't run a different offense. We ran the exact same offense, only he's better. He's got more potential. He can make more plays than Alex Smith. So my guess is that, yeah, it looked bad, but he wasn't supposed to be playing then. He was supposed to be sitting, watching, and learning, and only us in the media have been yelling out for him then. You know, like, I mean, look, did they put him in a great situation? No. But part of it was they spent the whole preseason teaching him to play under center. And then they get into the games and they're like, look, he's more comfortable in the gun, but he's been working under center. What do we actually do? They're trying to get him to be able to function in a more traditional offense, but he's not there yet. He hasn't done it enough yet. You're asking something of him he can't do. I agree with you. You got to change on the fly. But they needed a week to prep for that, and that's what got exposed.
It was, but you would think we drafted this guy. He's our quarterback of the future. We have a comprehensive plan offensively how we want to get him ready to play. They didn't look like they had that until after his first game. You would say, okay, he had Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky was drafted in, I believe, 2017. Nagy became the head coach a year later in 2018. You could, they're similar now, and Trubisky doesn't run as much as Fields did in
Trubisky is as good an athlete as Justin Fields is. Trubisky is a tremendous
Easily, but he wasn't a runner in college as much as Justin Fields was. He didn't seem to develop him. And then Trubisky goes to Buffalo, and in the preseason, you're like, whoa, where'd this come from? It's a preseason, but where did this come from? And so I don't know what it is that they're doing in Chicago, but it's not conducive for the young quarterbacks because Mitchell Trubisky, he took so much of the blame, that when you looked at when Justin Fields got in the game, the lack of a plan, at least for me, it was alarming. Oh.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It doesn't matter if you didn't expect him to start. He's your quarterback of the future. We should be building a plan the day we draft him on how we want to develop him. They weren't doing that.
Coming up next, what I want to do is I want to get into a little bit of the Cowboys, but a lot of the Giants. So the Dan Patrick Show is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Dez Bryant, of course, played not just for the Cowboys, but for Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett was relieved of his duties. He was fired after a really pathetic performance by the Giants on Monday Night Football. Wait to hear what Dez says about his former coach. That's next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode is brought to you by Royal Caribbean, an award-winning global cruise line. A vacation is what you make it. So are you ready to make the most of it? A Royal Caribbean adventure is the perfect opportunity to not just take a vacation, but to take it for all it's worth. We know you're eager to get back out there, and with Royal Caribbean, you can make the most of the moment and rise to the vacation. This is not just a cruise. This is the biggest, boldest vacation on land or at sea. This is pushing the limits of what could be done at sea and on land, breaking records and earning honors along the way. With over 270-plus destinations from the Caribbean, Alaska to Europe, and the biggest ships in the world to take you there, each one of our cruises is packed full of onboard features you won't find anywhere else, like the tallest slide at sea and the tallest water slide in all North America, plus dining that takes your taste buds on a world tour, jaw-dropping entertainment, and award-winning service delivered by a crew that comes to us from over 140 countries. So just don't take a vacation. Rise to the vacation. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Visit RoyalCaribbean.com to learn more.
The new year is a great time to focus on what's most important to you. And I got a great new partner, HelloFresh, here to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. And HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door. Farm fresh produce that arrives within a week. You get the convenience without skimping on quality. And you don't have to go to the grocery store. So that saves you time. You don't have to wait in lines. It's all there for you. And it's going to take you about 30 minutes or less. Quick and easy meals, including 20-minute recipes. Don't forget dessert. If you have a sweet tooth, they have that as well. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. And you can save on average over $65 a month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. There's so many great things about this, so many great meals that they have. HelloFresh offers flexibility when you need it the most, and you can customize your order online or on the app. HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Dan16. Use the code Dan16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/Dan16. Use the code Dan16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. That is the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and do it effortlessly. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibilities. We love Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. And like mine, Shopify powers millions of businesses from first sale to full scale. More than just a store, Shopify grows with you. There is possibility, and it's powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/Dan, all lowercase, and you get a free 14-day trial. Get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Shopify.com/Dan right now and tell them we sent you. Good luck.
TJ Esposito, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan the Danette, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Who is your favorite offensive coordinator you ever played for?
Wow. I would probably say I had my most success under him, so Bob Rutkowski.
Why? What was it about what he did, or did he just believe in you? What was it about Bob that allowed you to be so successful?
We called him Brat, Coach Brat. Honestly, I'm laughing. I wouldn't say initially he believed in me. I might have been forced to believe in me. But I learned a lot. And when I say I learned a lot, for people that don't understand, it's like when we were in Cincinnati, we would have to sit in meetings, the receivers, with the offensive line and quarterbacks. And it used to be so boring, Doug, so boring. They're going over protections, and you look over, guys are on their phone or they falling asleep. I would just take notes. And I didn't realize I was learning the protections, and I was learning football because I was just paying attention. And we would put plays in, and if it was one high, you would run it this way. If it was too high, you would run it this way. And too high could be cover four, cover two, cover six. So it would be different variations. And so I thought, oh, it's like this everywhere. I leave. I go to another team. And I'm like, hey, so on this play, if we get a too high look, but it's not cover two, it's quarters, how do you want us to run it? They're like, oh, just get open. I was like, wait. If the quarterback is going to throw in anticipation, I can't just get open. He needs to know how I'm going to run it so he can throw with anticipation. If I'm just going to get open, he doesn't know what I'm going to do. And so we were very attention to detail. It probably didn't show as much as they gave it to us in Cincinnati, but I learned a ton of football from Brat. Protections, how to run routes, what to do, what not to do in certain situations. So, yeah, it would be Brat. And I'll tell you what, when I was in Cincinnati towards the end, I was a bit of a butthole just because you kind of get tired of the losing and you want to blame the coaches. I promise this is a true story. When I left Cincinnati and I went to Seattle, I called Brat and I told him, I said, I want to apologize because – you were so much better of a coach than I ever gave you credit for. Now that I'm not with you, I just want to let you know how much I learned from you and how great of a coach you are that I didn't realize when I was playing for you. I told him that.
Okay, so my next question would be, who's the worst offensive coordinator you've ever played for?
I wouldn't say I had a worse offensive coordinator.
Come on, man.
Nah, I'll really be honest because, like, for instance – I played for, I'll go in order. I played for Greg Knapp, may rest in peace. And then I played for Cam Cameron. And then technically it was Hugh and Al Saunders. Al Saunders' offense is very complicated. You can't be a dummy and play for Al Saunders. If you're a dummy, it's too tough. Cam Cameron, his run game, like we had concepts in a run game that I had never seen. This was like my 10th year in a league, like certain concepts I had never seen when I got to Baltimore.
Like give me an example.
Like, for instance, we'd be running the ball to the right. The tight end would just sprint to the flats like it was a pass play. Every team I've been on, that tight end was blocking. But he felt like if you sprint to the flats, you're going to draw a defender thinking it's a pass play. And I was like, I had never seen that before. A lot of teams do that now. They weren't doing that back then when I was playing. And so just his concepts in a run game, the passing game, it wasn't as nuanced as Cincinnati and even Seattle. Greg Knapp probably had the best playbook that I had ever. Like, he had so many great concepts, but he was a guy that liked to run a lot of screens. And Hugh Jackson, he was a coach that you want to play for, because I pretty much got my chance to play because of Hugh.
Right.
He came in there and said, I'm going to play the best guys. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, we're sitting in a meeting. Hugh Jackson walks in there. It was like 12 receivers. He's like, he named four of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pointed them out. You four are on the team. The rest of you eight are battling for two spots. I was like, whoa. No coach had ever told us that before. Like, he was so, you play bad? Hey, if you keep playing like this, you're not going to play. Or if you keep playing like this, you're not making a team. He was so honest that I appreciated the transparency. Black or white, no gray area with you. And that's what I liked about him. He's personable. He makes you want to play for him. But I told him, Hugh, they're not giving me a chance to play here. And that's why I said, with Brad, he probably was forced to play me. He was like, I'm playing the best guys. Peter Warwick breaks his leg against the New York Jets. I get a chance to play, and I was a starter for the rest of my career, pretty much.
That's TJ Husmanzada joining us. I bring that out because Dez Bryant had some of the best moments of his career playing for the, obviously not just the Cowboys, but for Jason Garrett as their head coach and Jason Garrett as a play caller. Dez tweets out, after hearing the news about JG, that's Jason Garrett, Kadarius Toney, you will get to experience the love and joy for football throughout your career. When asked by one of his followers if he didn't like Garrett, he tweeted, great dude, never respected his philosophy towards players and the game. Translate that for me.
That's personal. When you say never respected his philosophy towards players, that seems a little personal. Like, his philosophy, did he not respect you? Did he make it seem like it wasn't the player, it was the X's and O's and not the Joes, so to speak? And when I saw that's how I took it. I don't believe Dez cares for Jason. It might be some underlying
things. How much of it is just that he cut him, right? Like Dez Bryant got cut when Jason Garrett was the coach. And it's like anybody who's ever lost a job or lost a job within a job, end of the day, the guy who makes the decision is the guy you're going to be bitter towards, right?
Really? And really, Doug? You really believe Jason Garrett made the decision to cut him, or Jerry Jones and those guys made the decision?
I don't know, but I can tell you that, like, Jason Garrett was viewed as like the other son to Jerry Jones, right? Like, that's how everybody, like, man, you can't talk to Jason Garrett. He might as well be a Jones boy. So, like, you blame everybody.
I believe there are some underlying disagreements that they may have had that we don't know about. But I don't believe Jason Garrett. I mean, yeah, he was the head coach when Dez Bryant was released. But when you look at it, it was Dez Bryant went on. He had from, like, I believe it was like 2012 to 2014, those 3 years. Dez Bryant was lights out. He was scoring and catching touchdowns, putting up big yards. And then after that, it was kind of hit or miss. He had 3 years in a row. I believe he had 1,000 yards. He didn't crack 1,000 yards again in and out of the lineup because of injuries. He just wasn't able to get back to that level. And it was 4 years of that. It wasn't like it was like, okay, you got 600 yards in 2015, 1,020, he never got close to 1,000 yards again. And it was 4 years after those 3 years where he really lit it up. I believe Jerry Jones got rid of him. But when you play for a head coach that's an offensive coordinator, I think these coaches sometimes don't understand, like, if you're a good coach, you're going to teach us the game. Now that I know the game, don't get mad at me for knowing the game that you taught me. And so when I voice my opinion, whether I should voice it or not, I'm voicing the philosophies that you taught me. And if I think what you're saying isn't correct, should I not voice that? Because these philosophies are coming from you and what you have taught me. And that's what happens. Coaches, they teach you the game. As soon as you question what you've been taught, oh, don't question me. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, you know, it's just that's where I think it could be a disconnect. But Jason Garrett, was he not awful with New York? Oh, my God.
They were terrible.
They were terrible.
How can you be that bad? How can they be that bad? How can you have dudes running into each other in the middle of the season?
And you know what's crazy? It's what they got dudes. Like, they have dudes on that team that if you – their receiving core is really good player for player talent-wise. They're really good. Saquon Barkley, you don't know what he is yet coming back from his injury. Daniel Jones has shown flashes. Doug, they're awful on offense, man. And can Freddie Kitchens come back with the magic that he had when they fired Hugh in Cleveland when he had Baker? If he does that, it's really going to make Jason Garrett look even worse. But the Giants were awful, and Dez Bryant just stated his opinion on Jason Garrett. If Freddie Kitchens turns this around, we got to look at Dez Bryant and say, oh, he's on to something.
Doug Gottlieb, TJ Husbandzadeh in for Dan the Danettes. This is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Dez went on and said, trash, I can't help people like to hear my thoughts about sports. I mean, dude did coach my entire career. Trust me, I'm not the only one who feels the same way about him. The difference between me and a lot of people is I don't sugarcoat-ish. Guys sacrificed a lot and get misused, right? So it didn't feel like he was used. And he did have an outstanding career, like a Ring of Honor, not Hall of Fame caliber career. But it is fascinating. Let's bring in George Reister. Of course, he's a former NFL tight end. Oh, we don't have – okay. But he's a co-host of Fox Football Sunday with Dan Beyer. That's Sunday 5 to 8 Eastern time on Fox Sports Radio. Also host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. George will join us in a second.
Hey, Doug, did you hear how me and George Reister met?
No.
Man, this is crazy. It's a funny story. Obviously, he goes to Oregon. I go to Oregon State. We're in college. We're at a Red Robin, dude. This is a true story. We're at Red Robin. And I had just had my oldest daughter. So here I am, a college student. I'm in there in Red Robin with my daughter in her car seat, my wife, or who was my girlfriend at the time. And the waitress brings me a note. And the note is like talking trash to me, like, we going to beat y'all butt, but it's expletives. This we played Oregon that week. And I said, who sent this to you? I take a peek over there. It's like three guys from Oregon. So I told my girlfriend, I said, take the car seat, go to the car. I'm about to run up on these dudes. And so I go over there, like, I'm like, they gonna probably whip me, but I'm for sure get one of them. I go over there. George Reister's one of them. Dude is so funny. He was like, oh, he was a freshman. Oh, man, I'm just having fun. Like, I was so angry that I couldn't be angry because he was laughing about it the whole time. Oh, I'm just having fun, man. I didn't mean no harm. I'm just a freshman having fun. I know we play y'all this week. That was my introduction to George Reister.
That's pretty awesome.
Thinking I'm about to fight him in Red Robin. And here he is, a freshman, just having fun.
George, is that accurate at Red Robin?
Yes, that is a that's exactly the way that played out.
Red Robin kind of underrated, by the way. I just point out, I'm not a sponsor of the show. I just like Red Robin, good burgers, like, right? Like a good, that's a good, you know what you're going to get, good sit-down burger deal.
Yeah. And at that point in time in Eugene, there weren't a ton of options either. So it was there or Olive Garden, or, you know, that was Oregon Electric Station if you wanted to get a nice meal.
Georgia, Jason Garrett gets let go. TJ said basically the Giants offense is a joke. How much of it is Garrett?
Oh, God. I mean, on some level, right? But you have to look at the whole organization from a top down. Their general manager, Dave Gettleman, he's been a disaster since they haven't put together a great roster. They haven't drafted well. Saquon can't stay healthy. Daniel Jones has been yo-yoing. that's going to make it hard for anybody to win. I mean, and Jason Garrett, if you look, his offense in Dallas put up points. So it's hard to think that it's exclusively him and not Joe Judge's program.
So when you look at it, the situation in New York, do you think Freddie Kitchens can recreate that magic that he did in Cleveland with Baker when he was promoted to the OC?
I mean, no, because I don't think that. Okay, I'm not a huge Baker guy, right? I think Baker's a pretty – that he what he's put on film so far has been pretty average and some below average stuff. And when you have to, you know, scheme around a quarterback and say, look, as long as we can keep him – around 25 pass attempts a game, that's going to be the best version of him. That lets you know that you do not have an elite quarterback or an elite system. And the New York Giants are going to have to do something similar to that with Daniel Jones. But the difference is that the Giants don't have the same offensive line that the Cleveland Browns do. So they can't, you know, just hand the ball to Saquon Barkley 20 times a game, and then at the end of the game, he's going to have 115 yards. So this is a case of Jason Garrett was the every coach has the one time that they can pull the get out of jail free card and fire the offensive coordinator or fire the defensive coordinator. And when you do that, you've essentially started the clock on your own firing. And that's where, you know, and that's where Joe Judge is, even though he's only in his second year. The NFL wants not necessarily microwave results, but this team doesn't seem to be getting any better.
George Reister joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. What do you do if you're Seattle? Like, I think all of us would say, like, Russell's been amazing. And he's carried that team, right? He doesn't seem to want to be there. It feels like Pete Carroll's out of steam, out of gas. And then they haven't drafted well. So you got GM, you got coach, you got quarterback. But a quarterback is the hardest to replace. On the other hand, he's the most valuable if you want to move him to try and regenerate this thing. George, I put you as the owner of the Seattle Seahawks. What do you do to fix that thing?
Oh, man. You can't. You can't treat this like that you would treat, a family where somebody's like, yeah, man, we're just staying for the kids at this point. And, you know, we got to get them through college and then we'll break up. No, absolutely not, man. This team, if I'm the owner, yeah, I've seen enough. I mean, Russ, if you don't want to be here, all right, man, go. We will get you to where you want to be, just as long as they compensate us fairly on the back end, but you can go, have at it, enjoy yourself. And Pete Carroll, he does seem like he's out of gas. He's an older man, and he's a guy who needs a new challenge. When he left USC, yes, there were scandals and penalties coming, but he was out of gas. He was ready for a new challenge. And Pete Carroll's new challenge, actually, I mean, this may work out perfectly for USC because they would happily have him back. And he may be like, all right, man, I'm good. I'm done. I'll go back to college and get a fresh start and try to recreate the magic again. So if I'm the owner, dude, I got to start over, head coach, sell my most valuable asset, which is Russell Wilson, the way I can start over and then see what the hell I can get for Jamal Adams. Because as good as he was with New York Jets, he's not been that same guy that they traded 2 first-round picks for.
Man, it is so much to just talk about what you just – you trade Russell. There's not a head coach that wants that job. And so they get assets. Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks, they haven't shown that they can draft guys that can contribute. So getting assets for Russell does what?
it gives a new coach hope. That's what it gives. It gives him a hope, because if he can say, all right, look, these guys haven't drafted well, but now we got a bunch of draft picks, I'll do better. Because, you know, all coaches think that they have the magic sauce, the magic knowledge that's going to put them in that's going to allow them to win when the last guy couldn't. So if he gets some control over the draft picks, oh, God, there will be coaches that take that job, because it's a great fan base. If you do well, they will support you and treat you almost similar to the way the Pittsburgh Steelers do, where they're not just going to go firing a head coach because of a bad season. They're going to be very patient and, you know, and give you an opportunity to win. And so the hope is the most important thing, as opposed to, you know, what you have on that team. I mean, look at the New York Jets. Robert Sala and other people were lining up to take that job, and that job is absolutely, that team is roster-wise, absolute dud.
George, do you think the Kansas City Chiefs are back?
Yes. I proclaim them back, too. TJ, you better stop it.
Hey, baby. Hey, when we think of the Chiefs, what do we think of? How do they beat us?
Scoring points.
Okay, they got to score points, but go ahead.
Yeah, hey, they are.
19-9?
Here's them. They got their mojo back, baby. OB.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behave. That's what you say about the Kansas City Chiefs. All the rest of the teams in the AFC perform so poorly that they let them, after what, a 3-4 start, get back in it and get back in first place. They got their swagger back because what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs in the beginning of the season is that Patrick Mahomes in particular, like if you notice, like he was always living in the margins, you know, like a half inch here, half inch there, just making a pass that, you know, where he's throwing it in a shoebox. And then he was missing the shoebox by like a foot. And then that was turning into interceptions. And now he had to put a governor on himself just a little bit. So, hey, hold up. Let me not play this, live in the margins. I actually have to change my game now and evolve, because that's the same thing that Brady does. Brady with Randy Moss was different than him with Deion Branch and the rest of the crew, was different than he was with Julian Edelman and the rest of those guys. Like sometimes he was a dink and dunk quarterback and won a Super Bowl. And sometimes
yeah, but Brady
was
playing with different
top
guys. Mahomes is playing with the same guys year after year.
Except for there, because if you look at TJ, I think you will agree with me. As good as Tyreek Hill is, I don't think he's a true number one wide receiver. I think that he needs somebody else on the outside to be able to complement him. That way, then he can go do his thing, which is take the top off the defense. And if Kansas City can have another wide receiver and run the ball well, then those linebackers have to honor, and they can't keep two high safeties up. They got to bring somebody down in the box to try to stop the run or to try to help, double cover the true number one wide receiver, which was, you know, they had Sammy Watkins, they had other guys, and that helped them out. And this year, they're not getting that from Mecole Hardman. So that's where the Kansas City Chiefs have had to adjust their game, and that's why they're winning now.
Well, that's why everybody got to get paid, and that's why something's got to go. I mean, Sammy was probably their fourth option, but I understand what you're saying. Kind of in layman's terms for me, I just they can't and don't run the football, and they choose not that to go with that underneath.
But Andy Reid has always been that way, has he not?
I know, right? Yes,
he's always. And I'll say this, Tyreek Hill, like, I don't think he doesn't get the respect that his game warrants. Like, people look at Tyreek Hill and say, oh, man, he's so fast. Tyreek Hill is fast. He's quick. Yep. He can get down the field. He can run routes and create separation. But all we see is the big play. Tyreek Hill is one of the best receivers in the league because he can do everything. He's not as tall, and so he doesn't get the credit that he deserves because he's so fast. But he's actually a complete receiver. We just don't put him in a DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams category, but he should be up there because his impact and the way he can affect the game is the same.
Yeah, I agree with that, but TJ, would you agree that he's also as good as he is, as good of a route runner and all that stuff, that the fact that they don't have another guy who can just run and get open one-on-one puts more pressure on Tariq, which means that they can keep a safety over the top much, much more or lean the safety and chase the safety to that side because they don't believe the other guy can get open.
George, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us. George Reister, check out the Reister or Wrong podcast or hear him on Fox Football Sunday with Dan Beyer each Sunday, 5 to 8 Eastern time on Fox Sports Radio. George, you're the best. Appreciate you joining us and happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving to you guys too, man.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced their semifinalists for next year's induction class. I'm gonna just do spitball at TJ. Just give him the name and he'll tell me in or out. That's upcoming next.
That's going to be fun.
On the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Imagine fighting climate change every time you buy groceries or pizza. Now you can. With the Aspiration Zero credit card, you can reduce your carbon footprint by making the same purchases you always make. Aspiration Zero plants one tree every time you make a purchase. Or plant two trees when you choose to round all your purchases up to the nearest dollar. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. For a limited time, earn a $300 bonus when you open an account at aspiration.com and spend $3,000 in the first 90 days. Join the community that helps you fight climate change with every purchase. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank member FDIC 2021. Terms and conditions apply. Visit aspiration.com/zero for more information.
There's a recipe for getting your car running just right. And whatever you're cooking up in the garage, you'll find what you need at ebaymotors.com. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. And that can help you turn your ride into something really tasty. The parts you need are just a click away at ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
With Windows 11 and Intel, you can do what you do better. With Snap Assist, you can arrange your windows, programs, and apps the way you want to see them. And with more power to run your favorite apps on a lightweight device, you can get powerhouse performance packed inside a portable PC. Windows 11 and the Intel Evo platform make working from wherever better. Learn more at windows.com/brings you closer.
Doug Gottlieb, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so the semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, TJ, have been announced, okay? So I'm just going to spitball the names of some first-year eligible guys, and you tell me, because the way a Hall of Fame should work is, like, either in or out, right? Like, there's no real... You're not a Hall of Famer. Okay, now you're a Hall of Famer, right? That doesn't really work.
Right, crazy.
Okay, maybe numbers-wise, they can't get you in the first year, but really you should be a Hall of Famer. Okay, Devin Hester, is he a Hall of Famer?
Special teamer, yes. Okay, He's the best special teamer to ever play.
Is he? Here's the argument against. Yes, but the reason is because most guys who are great return guys, they're more valuable elsewhere, so you don't keep them at return guy their entire career.
That's a great point, so I guess I'll say no then.
I talked you out of it that quick?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, because I always thought Devin Hester, like, God, he's so good with the balls in his hand, with the ball in his hands.
But he wasn't a good wide receiver.
Why they don't play him at receiver board? Exactly. But no, man, the dude was fantastic. As a kickoff and punt returner, I mean, he was fantastic.
No, it's great. It was great. And I don't know. Here's one. I don't know if we'll ever have one again.
Because of the way the rules are set up, you can't form a wedge. You can't double team. For some reason, the kickers are just way stronger. They're kicking the ball out the end zone now. When I was playing, I mean, you were getting the ball right at the goal line, 3-yard line. I mean, they're kicking it all the way through. But, yeah, we won't see it again. And so, yeah, you know what? If kickers can get in because they're specialists and punters can get in because they're specialists, Devin Hester was a specialist. He was the best return guy the league has seen. Yeah, he should be in.
Okay, so he's in, he's out, he's in, he's out. By the way, Deion Sanders was better. He just didn't stay at return man his entire career. Okay, Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin. Now, Quan, a guy has played a little quarterback. He became a great possession wide receiver. He was super physical. He was a winner, really well respected. Huge numbers, but a lot of stat accumulation more so than just like one incredible year. Anquan Boldin, Hall of Famer or no?
When you ask me about receivers, I can just go to one thing. Were they better than Chad? No.
Okay. Andre Johnson.
I wouldn't say he was better than Chad, but at least equal. Yes.
DeMarcus Ware.
Yes.
Vince Wilfork.
That's tough. Not this year.
So then no. Again, yeah. Not be this year, then no.
Yeah,
Steve,
no.
Steve Smith, wide receiver, Steve Smitty.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think TV might help him. I think it won't help him this year, but I think it'll eventually help him.
Steve has great stats, but he played, I want to say, 15, 16 years. And, I mean, he was also a good returner. But Steve, because Steve was small height wise, but he was so tough, so fast, made
unbelievable
big plays.
Route runner too, in and out of routes. He was incredible.
I mean, it was his mentality, man. That dude has a mentality.
Yeah, he was gonna fight anybody, teammate, non teammate, didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care. I'm laughing, yeah, because I know Steve.
I mean, he did have Jake Delhomme as his quarterback. Wasn't like he had Marino back there slinging it to him.
He was just a playmaker. He's gonna get in. He'll get in for sure. Just
Robert Mathis.
No.
Wow, just a quick no. Just a quick no. That wasn't even a thought. Just a quick no. All right. So all the wide receivers except for Anquan Boldin get in.
You know what my philosophy is when it comes to the Hall of Fame? And if they did it this way, it would be easy. If you weren't a top five player for 3 to 4 years over the course of your career.
I have a guy I want to throw out for you. We'll talk about that. Plus, LeBron had two fans ejected. Do we like that?
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.